over?
Yeah, you gotta start over.
All right, we're going to open the meeting. Purpose of the meeting is for the beach lottery. Anybody have any questions? Just to let you know, they are recording the meeting here. So, by law, we have to.
Minimum?
Huh?
Keep our cursing to a minimum?
Nope, say whatever you want. I don't care.
What do we have to do to get rid of the lottery?
That is something, it was started by a lawsuit against the town, and it will never go away. My understanding is, and it was brought on by the campers that were here previously against towards the town, and this is how it got worked out, is the lottery, so everybody gets a fair chance at coming here. I can't explain any different than that. So if there's no questions, the ladies will get started with the lottery. All right. I'm going to have to put my other glasses on.
Number three. Whoever got envelope three. We don't know who's in the envelope.
Do you want to go through and do them, or do you want to just do each one individually as we go?
We can do that. We can open the envelopes after, sure.
No, it doesn't matter. However you guys want to do it.
We can do that.
We can do that after.
So you got the first, that one down?
I got three.
Number 11. I can't tell. Nine. Is that your number?
I don't know.
No, it's a six.
No, it is.
Number seven. Number ten. We all set? Number eight. Number two.
We got a list anyway.
Number five. Number four. Number six. We haven't drawn number one yet.
Hopefully that's it.
Hopefully it's number.
Number one. You all set?
All right. So, make sure. Three.
And then once you pick your site, you come fill out the agreement.
Tom and Joanne Ring is number one.
Six,
perfect.
Please.
Perfect. Second pick. Dana Toronto.
Dana.
Come
on, honey.
Pick.
You gotta come up, Vic.
What site?
We want 16?
Yes.
Yeah, we want 16.
Third pick. Cassidy.
Four. Do they all have a questionnaire?
Yes, so far,
please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's my slug for them.
Yeah, I need a knife.
Yes. All right. Fourth pick is Eric Niles.
I'm going to go with 15 again.
sorry, I'm 13.
13? 13.
Sorry.
Dana and Kathy McKnight.
It's a good thing I got all these guys looking out for me.
Sixth pick is Ryan Nolan.
Seven.
Seventh pick is Bruce and Sally Miller.
Bruce.
Forever hold your peace. That was 10, right?
Yeah. Eighth pick is Roland and Carmen Billings.
3.
Eva and Tony. Eric Hanley.
My hands are no longer working.
11.
11?
Yeah.
Yes.
My hands don't want to work.
Cold temperatures.
Yes, there you go. Yes, that's everyone. Of course, I messed everything up here.
So, got that statement back out to 13, right?
13, yep.
Right here, found
there
it.
There you go.
So I'm all set. I can go.
You're
home.
All set.
All set.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Thank you.
Someone needs to quote from
there. Well, we got it because we did it as part of the.
We came by. We came by. Saturday night.
The work that we did on the building this year was we replaced and repainted. We replaced the boards along the outside of the barn doors. We painted all that. We finished all the blacking on the outside. We did whatever trim needed to touch up on the building.
Did that, would our mystery leak ever come back?
Nope.
That was probably condensation.
No, I did not.
Luckily.
Please, I'll go get them. Please.
The water was turned off this morning.
Yeah, that guy came through and
drained it all out.
He took all of the things
I just walked up here to unlock the door.
You must have, so we'll see. Is antifreeze in the toilets?
Antifreeze in the toilets and put down the drains in here. Perfect. All our toilet plot of paper towels and stuff.
People swimming.
We also replaced many boards on the lifeguard stand and repainted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice and solid. All the rotted is gone. We did three boards on the docks down there. Also replaced the rotted ones that were there too.
Power's already off.
Powered off.
We turned all the power off.
Everywhere.
Had
a little premature
in
my.
Oops. Lock him in there. You want to lock him in the
video. That's how you
freeze in it.
Paint.
Where is it?
Did you put those
tracks
in
there? Yep. Wow. Down all the drains. I never really paid much attention.
She said it, she dumped all the traps. She filled all the traps full.
With that pink stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That one, them full, Tim.
Good. Pink. Pink, not blue. No, the drain said blue. Oops. Been a long day. In the 18th hole, you got a hole in one. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. I said, there's a guy that's hold on. Now, you told me what this siding was on.
Masonry. Or cement board.
Remind me not to buy it.
Blind nail.
That's crap.
I just don't like it.
I've blind nailed in there, and that's what happens. Then you see what you're doing.
Yeah, they fall.
It breaks because it expands into the trash.
I got vinyl on my house.
We also repainted all the green.
Yeah.
On the lower parts.
I was gonna take a look at where they put some trees.
Oh yeah. Some trees over by the brook.
They put in some smaller trees.
Yeah, I got a green view of my house. It's got vinyl on it.
Yeah.
Wind gets under it. Blanched it off. Yeah.
them out far enough. I told them we wanted them right up against the bank. As these get bigger,
the limbs are going to be over our road.
Oh, they didn't take care.
Oh, yeah, they didn't get too into the brook.
See where they put in some all the way down through.
But that one there is too close to the road. Like I told you that day when I was down here, I didn't want them out beyond this point over here.
We did all this when I was up here.
Yep, well. That one's gonna go, now that one's gonna go. Because as these get bigger, then we're gonna come right out and you're gonna be right into the deal.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
That one,
that's where that one's gonna go. Nothing was supposed to be down here.
What is that?
Bush?
Tree.
Yeah, what kind of tree?
We have no clue. He said he come back.
Yeah, one there, one there, one there.
Yeah, there's a total list.
Mowed over.
That one don't look like it's gonna get rid of anyways.
I think these three and those two right there need to go. Because you can see what happens. That's in the ditch. And you see where these limbs are?
Yeah, they're already
so if you out. Have anybody come down here for anything.
Yeah, if they want to park there even, you know, for an event under the shed.
I was pretty upfront that I wanted them right to the very edge, just like that one there.
Nice, they can get on that.
Because if we don't,
this will narrow
it's,
up.
It's fine now. It's just when they get bigger. I think now's the time to take them out. Because if you just wait until they're bigger, then you're going to have a stump.
I'd run right over there with a lawnmower.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that would be a goner in our house.
Even just mow.
Those two aren't too bad because they're down there off the back
off
side.
The side. Yeah,
yeah, we'll mow these over. Right?
First thing in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think somebody's
going
to have to come down
and
pray every night for that one, right?
I wouldn't go there.
Hey, be careful, you're up by my house.
Yeah, I know. I've been told there's another one hanging out there.
Yeah, a moose?
Yeah.
She's standing right down in front of my kitchen
killer.
Window.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of the truck. Didn't look too good.
Going down by woods and you're crossing down the river.
Yeah, Scott said he saw it the other day at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, watch it. They'll just run out in front of you.
Well, this time, he was during the 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're going to Daddy. We go to Marshall.
Follow where we're going.
Yeah.
I'm showing you where we are in the mountain.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, mode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
they did a good job with you.
No, we're going after
the hill.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go
up.
Right.
Hey, you
run.
Somebody's got stuff up there
and
they
got
to
start
picking up.
I see.
Or we're still picking up that side again.
Okay.
They're the ones that took 16. So I just burped the gas cans. Do you wipe the stabilizer and mix gas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you use Husqvarna mixing oil, that has stabilizer in it. Okay. I don't know about the steel oil. I've gone to using just the Husqvarna because they have stabilizer right in
the steel synthetic has it in it.
It does? Yeah. Is that what you use, a synthetic or non-synthetic?
Yeah. So that's good.
And those silver. And those silver jugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has it in it.
Okay. So then that's good. I just burped the cans because you could. They were starting to swell and stuff.
Oh, from the heat.
Plus they're empty.
There you go. Oh, they're empty.
Yeah, we tried to leave them empty for the winter months.
Yep.
So we ran the gas out. This is they're both stabilized, but we tried to run everything down as low as possible. So.
Yeah.
We didn't run into any problems in here. But everything's...
Yeah.
That's why I said we didn't put the plastic tables in here. We put them in the office.
To give a little more room. Yes.
To give them room to be able to get out and not have to move anything when it comes time to send them for service.
Perfect. We're going down the hill.
Okay, so I did come to the water guys today, and those tanks do have to be changed this season, for next season. He said they're about $1,500 a piece. And he said that you guys had mentioned once about having a chlorinated system. So he said when you build the building, just a little bit more, so they can put in the system for chlorination if you need it in the future. But the tanks and everything will be just about the same size. There shouldn't be a problem with when you rebuild.
What's wrong with the tanks?
They're too old, number one. They have a lifespan of, like, I think he said 30 years, and we're well past it. He says we're, like, 6 years past what they
were. As long as the bladders are good in them, they're still good.
They're still fine.
They're fine if the bladder's good. If the bladders are bad in them, they get waterlogged.
So,
yeah,
you have to check them.
There's no pressure.
Yeah, you just take and check, see how much air's in them in the spring. I can't see changing them if they're not bad myself.
Right. I can't either. So we can, it's easy to check them.
Yeah.
One thing that'll happen, I had it just happen at my house, is when you turn everything off.
We go to the water
ends up on the water that, if there's any water behind that bladder, because they leaked over the summer, when you turn all the water off, that water will find its way back, and it's nasty. Because we had...
That means the bladder's bad.
That means the bladder's failed.
Yes. Yeah, because like right now, if they drain the water out of it, you go in there, that's got a 30-50 pressure switch on it, there should be 25 pounds of air in that.
In the bladder.
To 20
up
in the
top.
Bladder, in the top.
Yeah. You just check it. Have it locked yet so that if you guys wanted to go in and
you just check it with a fire gauge anytime.
That's all you do in mine, just if you want it to get down
in. Drain it, check it. Yeah. The pressure's still in. The bladder's good.
Yeah.
See, he probably is talking, because he wants an ASME certified tip. That's why he's saying
it's a pressure
it's so
vessel.
Expensive. They're so, because you can buy regular ones or you can buy the ASME
it's
certified.
It's pressure vessel, yeah.
That's why they're so expensive.
He said he
was trust me, it's another scam.
The invoice or
the quote
estimate.
Yep.
It is.
Well, I just, if there's nothing wrong with them, I just can't
change
them.
If the bladder
until
don't change,
one of them
failed,
I wouldn't change.
So what happens if it fails in the middle of the summer?
You just swap one out. Just swap it out.
Not much of a job flop it out.
No.
If it fails, and we know it fails because it waterlogs, you'll get pump cycling and you'll get weird.
You'll get pounding.
Your pump will run longer.
They'll know.
Expansion tank, if it's on a boiler in there, it'll blow off. There's no place for the
you'll know
to
if
expand. That's the problem.
And it's the only time you get in trouble with that water on the wrong side of them is if you, like right now, you shut it down and that pressure goes to zero. That means whatever's behind that bladder ends up in front of it and that first charge of water that comes out in the spring is not fun. Because we had that happen at camp. You know, you shut it off, leave it.
So the other thing that he said was he told the manager last year, so he told me this year, down where we've got our collection thing there, there's the blue thing that the water goes into. The drain. Big drain that everything
Well, is it? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I'm just saying they need to put it in.
Evidently they put the stones in, so he said it needs to be dug up a little bit and then.
You mean right here?
Yeah, nope. Down behind the boat. Yeah.
Oh, for draining the...
For draining that.
Oh, the sediment must be. Is that what it's for?
No, that, when they drain all along.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said that if we get a lot of rain or whatever, that could be contamination back into the system. So he said to dig it down, put rock, and then they can put a drain over the top of it to keep anything from back going in. But the way it is right now, he said, we could get some contamination back.
Yeah, you got this.
Shut off, they're on the very end of it, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Put a lot of water to get back up there.
I was going to say, shut off, they're on the very end.
It's alcohol.
Try
5 feet
It's already got rocks and stuff in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure there's a lot of rocks, so it's filtering down through there.
Yeah. The water would have to be this deep.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Well, I do.
What?
But because if this gets full of water, he thinks it can get back up there. But I'm going to tell you, the water has to be this deep.
If you go into that right there, it's taller than you are. And
yeah, the water
has
to be this deep. No way. This is vertically so far below that.
Yeah.
You never can get water backwards up there. Not from rain down here. There ain't that much water.
I don't see their pipe with the shut off.
Not unless that culvert buried 6 feet in the ground down up there, but it comes up right over there.
Yeah.
It's
yellow. It's over here.
I don't see one in there. Even there. You're 4 feet vertical. Right? Yeah. From that right house. You're not going to get underwater. Our rain garden right here, right?
Oh yeah, this is what we put this in here for.
This here needs to be dug out. The rocks brought down lower. Because this has to sit up more.
The pipe got fire?
Yes, he said the
Who's
pipe.
Who's telling you that?
The water John. Guy that came. He said that this can be a contamination back into the system.
That has nothing to do with that up there.
This goes
here, goes down into that thing over there.
In there
this is a rain garden that they put in.
That's
what
drain.
I thought.
Drains over there.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, when they get
this
here, and then they came and put
it in. Yeah, not last summer. Summer before. Yeah.
That goes the other way. I don't even go up there.
That's what he told me today, and then they put a screen over the top of that.
You can't raise this up because if the water gets high in here, you're going to end up flooding
the thing. I can see if he says it's got to be lower, but raise it up.
The whole reason that's like that is so that a little bit of water stays. Water comes over here, it kind of slows down.
Are you sure he's not talking about it down here?
That's okay.
It used to be a drain down here.
The only thing is where that water drains from the water system here used to drain underneath with where the bolts were.
Somewhere here.
Maybe that drains in there now. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
But still, you're 4 feet.
You got a shut off on the end of it.
Oh yeah, the one that had the valve on it, the plastic plastic pipe hose on it that went actually went between.
I ain't going over there.
I'm Ricky used to play in the dirt.
I'm gonna say that's just doing what y'all do.
So that right there, you'd have to fill this ditch with water.
Right here.
Before you can get backwards up there.
Check valve in.
There you go. There so you go. Check valve into that.
Check valve in. Anyone have worried about it?
I don't know. They planted all this stuff in here when they did this rain garden. So this is something that our soil conservation people said. Peter Danforth.
That's fine.
Us college-educated people aren't sure about it. Okay, let's put that
one. But once that valve is shut, even if it fills up with water and not sitting in it, it's not going to go back up that valve. I'd rather have a valve there than a check valve because at least if the valve there, you know that's not going to leak.
Right.
Where a check valve is just based on the spring and rubber.
Yeah,
and that could seep back.
Well, if they shut it off, is it shut off now?
Yeah, well, it's all open right now.
You want it open now because we drained it.
Well, if you blew everything else, you should be able to shut it off for the winter.
So is that all that's for? Is when you drain?
Just to drain it, that's all that's for.
So, but if you look, see the blue pipe coming out of that building? Vertically, you'd have to have water this deep to get water back up into that valve. It just isn't possible unless somebody comes down here and pumps water into that pipe.
Or kids play with it and turn the valve on. But then,
but even if
you're going to have pressure under it.
How's it going to get
gonna
out? You're
going to have pressure this way. It's going to be coming this way. It ain't going to be going
it ain't
going
to run uphill. Water don't
even
run
if
uphill.
It, even if it got up high enough to cycle.
John told you all this.
Water doesn't run uphill. It can't get up there. Simple. Doesn't run uphill. I don't know what else to do.
The only thing you could do is dig a hole in their nice green stuff for their thing and put some stone underneath it.
That's on the end of it.
On the end of it. As far as that goes, you don't want to raise that because you raise that, that's going to make your water higher.
Makes it worse. Yeah, that thing over there is a drain.
Right.
So the water gets out to the lake.
And it's got that cage on it so that the debris won't run down through into that other thing.
He said putting a screen around that.
And the animals don't get into it.
So that the debris
that has nothing. That over there has nothing to do with our water system. Not a thing. Not a thing.
Well, you can wait. We didn't fail any water tests this year, which is good. So, you know, if we do next year, then maybe you think about it or something.
You know, like I said, with the pressure tank, I'd have them checked out. I mean, that's $3,000.
That's a lot of money.
Well, if you're going to do your building, that's fine. But,
we come up in the spring with a tire gauge, do a little look around, make sure. And if we're going to do the building, we'll do the tanks, do the whole thing. But we can check those with a tire gauge.
Mike,
if they're good, they're good.
I guess my philosophy, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know.
I guess I need to know if he thinks one of the bladders would collapse. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think he would tell us.
It's just old.
I don't think they're... I can't believe there's a time frame on them, unless it's something to do with commercial, but... usually on a house...
No, I'll bet you it's pressure vessel.
Usually you're replacing the house when it fails, starts, so you can't build any pressure anymore up there to get... Can't get it to go up and build pressure.
Every time you turn the faucet on, the pump kicks on. Yeah. That's what the pressure tank is for. Yeah. Is to
give you some expansion,
like compression. The tanks are designed for so many gallons of draw. So,
and then the pump.
If you got like a 15-gallon tank, you'll get like a 5 or 6 gallon draw out of that tank. Those tanks are 100 and something gallons.
They're big.
50 gallons each. So your draw is probably 20-25 gallons on those tanks.
Yeah, they'd be fine. And as long as you didn't have any trouble with them, I wouldn't change them.
I haven't had any problems.
But if you're gonna change them, we'll have to do it before they you open in the spring.
Yeah, we'll come up check them. Before we do our spring thing.
Well,
you took some of the rain garden with you.
Oh yeah, he's dragging.
Some poo-poo, I'm all set.
Yeah.
It won't let me in the office. Oh, wait a minute.
You can sit outside and talk through the window.
Oh, okay.
There's one little section that it is starting to come back right in the middle, but it's maybe a section like this big left. Everything else is dead.
Did you pull it?
I got everything out of it this spring. Pulled everything out, and then we laid everything back down and put more rocks on it, so...
Yeah, cover it up again.
Cover it up again.
Cool. After a couple of years, we'll fill it. What do we want to look at?
You mentioned wanting to look at the building to see...
Oh, we kind of looked at it last time here. It is what it is.
Well, yeah, but if you want it replaced in the spring, now's probably the time to find somebody.
I thought you were taking care of that.
I need you to tell me to replace it. And then we'll find
something. No, I thought you were just going to do the work.
Oh, no. You don't want me doing it. I'm not a handyman.
We Tuesdays are slow down at the office. Come up here. Right now.
Especially the last couple of hours.
Hey,
we nailed them tanks for coming up through here.
Go for it.
Just the couple, which I think was done before
the when the roof was bad.
When the roof was bad.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of old things. They look rough on the outside, but not so bad on the inside.
Maximum pressure 125.
That's cool.
Factory pre-charge is 38 pounds. So yep. 38 pounds pre-charge.
Up in the top.
It must be.
Yeah. And this is a WX-251.
Yes, that's 100 gallons, probably. There might be 50.
Probably, it might be a 50.
So you got a gauge on it? What's he got the pressure set at?
I wouldn't.
Better be zero right now. Better be zero right now.
But that's what that is for a thing, and we can check see what. I'm finding
125 PSI.
I'm finding out with some of this stuff going on, there's between a 2 and a 400% markup on some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Easy. Because if you figure out what the culvert, that deal with the culvert, if you know they're making 25 to 50% on it.
Yeah, we get master.
Do you think we can order these ourselves and get it cheaper?
I think you.
We got a place right out in Morrisville that sells that stuff too, right?
Yeah. You can check with Nick, and then you could also check with.
He gets all their worth, but he don't have that. He's a plumber.
Is it Webb or Bodges? He's right out there.
FW Webb will drop Bodges him right here. There.
Webb, yeah.
Bodges, isn't it? Is that who that is in Morrisville now?
Yeah, Bodges.
Yeah. I smell it.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a lot for those things.
$1,500
or unless that's installed.
Is that installed? No.
He didn't say.
Probably I don't not. Think so. Yeah. I don't know. No, I mean, if you guys want to replace it.
I wouldn't.
All depends if you're going to upgrade it.
I think if you had to replace it, you should upgrade it.
And if I'm not big on putting an chlorination system in, because that's just another maintenance issue
another
for
thing.
You. If somebody's not keeping track of it, you could either over-chlorinate or not even
exactly.
work. It just gives you another thing. It's gonna.
He just mentioned that someone had said something about us wanting to do it.
No, I think what it is because we've had water issues, and they're saying you might need to do something differently. So I think what he's saying is just make your building big enough so you have to add something in the future. You already have the space.
Okay, so we don't have to do
right.
that next.
No,
right. I wouldn't do it. No, unless it's necessary.
And we didn't have any.
We didn't have any this year.
No failures this year at all.
Nope.
No, and if you're gonna do that, it's got cement blocks on it, but if you're gonna make it bigger. You're going to have to deal with all electrical, because you got electrical coming in there, plus you got all electrical that comes in here to all these campers and across
yes,
here.
Yes, under the ground.
It's going to be
somewhere.
Very, very tight to know exactly what you put in here for a building.
Yeah, where you're digging.
You should be able to go a little bigger. I mean, you got your pipe that goes from there into the back.
There's enough room in there to put a chlorinator in that building.
Well, you've got to be able to move, and you got to be able to clean things out. You can't have cobwebs and things like that.
No, but
the thing is, if you had the stuff on it, like what's inside the bathroom over there, where you could, in a ventilation system, where you could keep the door closed.
Mm-hmm. All the time, yeah.
All you need was, you wouldn't even need a power vent, just something so it's vented through the building.
Yeah, on the just top, one of them ones the wind blows around.
Yeah.
Not straight down, but we snorkel on it.
Yeah.
One of them ones that wind spins around there.
Got those there, yeah.
Chicken house vent.
Well, that's up to you guys if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'll think about it.
We can take a look at where we stand and then see how much money you want to put back into the rec area.
The rec area.
You know. As far as maintenance on the sites, I didn't hear where any sites needed to be maintained.
The only one that has to is 13, complained that he needs to be flatter again. That's the only complaint I had. He needs his pad flattened.
Where's that one up there?
Yeah. Well, Eric.
I'll get a rake.
Must be at work this year.
Yeah, he just mentioned it to me tonight.
You're on a side hill.
He just mentioned it to me tonight. Don't.
Yeah, it's fine.
But no, there's been.
And he had his opportunity to pick a different one. Right.
I figured they all had their sites picked with writers us getting it. They're all basically they're all neighbors, so they're trying to. They probably got things all figured out what they like and.
Yeah. Then if they draw the wrong number, they swap.
So just one left.
No, there's a couple.
We got five.
What do we charge for one of these?
26 and 27.
Why 26 and 27?
Different in the spring, you charge $100 more. I don't know.
In the spring, you charge not more for any individual site.
No, yeah. So if they do fall, it's 26.
They get a early bird discount.
Yeah, right.
Well, that way you know that you've got it nailed. Yeah. So you've got 11 out of your 16 sites.
That's I know why we always have people. Because that's cheap.
It is.
Well, and when it includes everything, you're not paying your electric or anything.
Did you hear anything about the water boy?
Nope.
We're good. Just leave it.
Not a word about it. I asked.
Yeah, no. I didn't know if you heard something.
Nope. Did you guys want to do contracts while they're both here? And she's going to be working in the winter with stuff?
It's up to you guys.
You read them over?
Contract. Are you even interested? That's kind of important, right?
I mean, if you guys want to buy.
That's an important question.
Some people don't want to worry about in the spring. I'd say you worry about it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, even then, I'd help out through the winter. They don't want me to help guys out. Because I would keep up the phone.
We went over the contracts anyway.
We went over them last
week.
You
guys did. What did you change?
We just made them similar.
Made them similar. That's also.
I was gonna say we took away the managers.
If you want to give them a good read.
One site for the manager and their manager's helper.
You should look them over.
Which is this site here?
I'm sure you get a copy of them.
So I guess.
Well, I remember that at the meeting. I just hadn't gotten what
I'm hearing.
But you know, we changed
the position. Yeah, look over there.
Daughters or whatever the helper was.
So if everything was good here, we were gonna. Yeah, that's what I heard. So for the recording, you know. You're offered the position, suggest you read the contract because there was a couple edits, but it's no edits. You should read them.
Back to us next
and get them back to us next week. No.
Are they still over?
Yeah, just make sure you're looking over them.
We can go from there once you've signed them.
Maybe when you come in and grab your last.
Check them for spelling.
You two can sign them, and then we'll have them sign them.
Check them for spelling.
Grammar.
So, well, the tractor is very well taken care of. So,
nice.
They cleaned up and for a new tractor, and it still looks.
John Deere looked like you waxed it in there.
It looks better than last year.
Sound like you used that a lot too.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. We might as well use it.
As long as it runs.
Right, yeah, use it till it dies.
Yeah.
And you'll save on that new one, not dragging it through the sand.
Yeah. Right.
And we change the oil twice on them, you know, because like the new one's got 98.4, I think it says hours on it from this year. Yeah. And the other one's like 12 something. It's really up there.
Yeah, run it.
It's running straight, you know, for what we need it for.
Mm-hmm.
Moving junk and picking up ashes and stuff.
Yeah, it's
a powerful tractor too.
And it's nice and slow.
Yeah,
it's not a four wheeler.
What you don't need the mowing part over anything.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Rink in the beach in the morning.
And it's a lot better not having the deck on anyway.
Exactly.
No.
As long as you guys are happy with everything.
Like right there,
that's when we had to put stone around that. Mm-hmm. That was a recommendation to have stone underneath the drains for this.
Mm-hmm.
That just drains off of.
Drains that tank right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tank.
It's not a vent or anything, so. You wouldn't put your vent down on the ground anyways.
No.
Next year, we will be a little bit better about making sure that nobody comes in here when it's wet. Absolutely. Absolutely nobody comes in down here. Back there.
Can you dig it a little bit?
Yeah.
Rut it up a little?
Yeah, there's a little
bit. Yeah, right at Craig's did it bad.
Yeah. I could see when I came down.
It's a little early. You just got to watch the weather, you know. You get a couple weeks, it dries up pretty fast. If it don't rain.
And it sounded like in here didn't hear anything about it. You must have got this because they have to organize how they get them in here. So they must have done all
They do that all themselves.
Yeah.
That's why I said everybody knows which site they're going to take. Yeah. So.
And they know which one's in there because it's kind of close quarters on the fire, the top fire one. So one of them has to get in before the other ones then they know. So,
so this will be an official meeting. Somebody has to. Do we have to, or are we just continuing? Yeah.
Make no, a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Both. Nice have it.